Something today. DSTV, here I come.
We got you. Pay and get upgraded for Mahala. This is a limited time offer. DSTV, your home of entertainment. Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mongu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopara to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan. Because when it comes to football, for DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today. Experience history come alive in the thrilling second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising. As Shaka transforms from king to emperor, it airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Channel 3. Don't miss a single moment of this epic African story. Stay connected to DSTV Compact or GoTV Super and download the DSTV and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Lovely good evening and welcome to Onza Radio's main news broadcast at 17:45. Now let's take a look at the stories making headlines. Zambia surpasses mid-year tax revenue target by 2.9 billion kwacha. Zambia assigned $7.6 billion in PPP projects to drive infrastructure growth. In international news, at least 19 die after jet crashes into Bangladesh school. And in sports news, Esther Muchinga joins Zesco Girls.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
With the news in detail, my name is Fortune Sianezuna. In local news, government has collected 70.3 billion kwacha in tax revenue during the first half of 2025, surpassing its target of 67.4 billion kwacha by 2.9 billion. The strong performance was driven by higher than expected collections across tax categories. However, according to the 2026-2028 medium-term budget plan, value-added tax VAT, excise duty and export duties underperformed. Domestic VAT collections were impacted by delayed payments from businesses facing liquidity challenges and initial compliance issues with the newly implemented smart invoicing system. Excise duty also fell short, mainly due to lower collections from the electricity levy. Overall, total domestic revenue amounted to 88 billion kwacha, aligning with government projections. The Information Communication Technology Association of Zambia, ICTAZ, has encouraged the regulation of artificial intelligence, AI, in schools. This was after members of parliament planned on rising a motion for its regulation in academic institutions. In an interview with Onza Radio, ICTAZ President Clement Sinyangwe says that the regulation of AI in academic institutions is the right course of action, but the regulation should not completely ban its use. He further added that guidance will be provided on the right way of handling AI in order to showcase the power of ethical use of it. Sinyangwe further shares that without regulation, students will not be able to perform well in their respective professions due to over-reliance on AI.
AI as a tool to help you do your work with efficiency. That doesn't mean you should rely on artificial intelligence. So there's an issue of plagiarism. In academic, we always believe in ownership of the work, the use of AI.
Meanwhile, ICTZ President George Manda says that the initiative will encourage students to work harder in academic-related research issues.
The use of AI, for me, I think it's bringing that side effect where students and pupils, they are not able to understand yet good results when they are asked without using the AI.
Police in Petauke district have detained a 31-year-old man following a shooting incident that left another man injured after a physical altercation. Manki Safakatali Isaac, a Zambian of Asian origin from Fairview compound, is alleged to have shot Jilon Mwali, aged 42, of Chimate village in Chief Kaliwalayo area in the left leg using a pistol. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed that the incident occurred around 8 hours yesterday. Mwemba explained that the victim had been sent by his cousin to buy buns for breakfast but took longer than expected. When his cousin went to check on him, he found Mwale in a physical altercation with the suspect and tried to intervene. The suspect allegedly pulled out a pistol and fired warning shots into the air, one of which struck the victim in the leg. Police quickly responded, apprehended the suspect, who attempted to flee, and recovered a firearm along with 6 rounds of ammunition. The victim is currently admitted to Kaliwalayo General Hospital for treatment. Still in local news, farmers in Mazabuka have expressed strong support for the e-voucher system, citing its flexibility, timely access to agro inputs, and greater control over farming decisions. This follows the completion of focus groups discussions, FGDs, by the Ministry of Agriculture with the farmers in Mazabuka as part of the ongoing review of the 2024-2025 Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, electronic voucher system. Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Bulewa Zulu stated that many farmers reported receiving inputs early, which enabled them to plant on time and even save money for other investments. Zulu adds that the farmers also praised agro dealer shops for providing good services and maintaining adequate stock. In a statement, he explained that the discussions are part of the broader evaluations covering 20 districts across the provinces have generated valuable insights to inform the nation rollout of the 100% e-voucher system for the 2025-2026 farming season. However, Zulu notes that several operation challenges raised by farmers, including system downtimes, limited seed varieties, transport cost, and mid-season price spikes. Construction site manager updates the public on the progress of the University of Zambia Vet Hostels. In an interview with Onza Radio, full site manager explains there should be 40 rooms a hostel. Fu says that the main entrance doors have been affixed and the floors have been reinforced. In addition, he adds that progress needs to be made on the rooms and windows and window frame.